Okay, cosmology. Last summer, on a trip to Italy, we visited the little town Vinci in Tuscany, south of Florence. Which was the hometown of Leonardo da Vinci. And their local Da Vinci Museum. Could learn just how progressive and innovative he was with all his amazing, fantastic machines, some that were very realistic, some that were made as theater props, and some that he drafted in order to impress local lords to get their sponsorship. But the artists back there in the Renaissance days in Florence and Rome, they often did, just as Leonardo did, work for producing paintings in churches and buildings that were popping up during those days of intense development, but also the theater and thus they were exploring methods to create as theater often. Wants illusions and make-believe worlds. Thank you. Leonardo made his last supper there in the dining hall of a monastery or whatever. Carefully crafted. To create the illusion of being part of the room, the physical room. Raphael made his philosophical wall paintings in the Vatican near to the Sistine Chapel, and they were filled with very beautiful pictures using advanced techniques of perspective and, well, essentially ways to create illusions of real worlds, whether heaven, earth, or down below. I just sat there in the Da Vinci Museum in Vinci, headsets that we could put on, and there you were in front of one of Da Vinci's machines, not made of wood or any physical matter, but virtual, although realistic, forms in a virtual space where we could move around. And as often happens, then it's almost losing the connection with this physical space. So I remember saying that it's quite befitting Leonardo tradition to use the latest greatest technology just the way he did, and in fact for the same purpose as he did, creating illusory worlds. at that time hear about him, but at that time about philosophy and wisdom, cosmology. And so on. Which they built into their stories and their theater plays and their paintings and even architecture. So, yes, this is where we are today. Spending time in virtual worlds, games that you play in an entirely different world. Where you move around with the body and can grab things. And which is getting more and more realistic. Some years ago, me and my sons, we were on our way home from their school, and then we can tell that story there. And yes, this virtual reality or simulated world concept, it seems to be pretty hot, both within science and technology and media today. The big social media platforms promise us that soon we will put on their headset, and rather than hanging out together on a screen, we will sit together in a room in our perfect, beautiful avatars that never grow old and can be just the way we want them, right? So, I mean, honestly, that's where they lose me. I prefer looking for the real world rather than continue stepping into another illusory reality. But then there is the simulation theory. Did you hear about the simulation theory? Well, it's a scientific theory, you could say, because it is hatched by an Oxford fine university. And seems to have gathered quite a few followers. Among some of the more prominent intellectuals and cool thinkers of our time, such as Elon Musk and Max Tegblad and and then we'll just take it from there. Is that a good idea?